Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Da-da.
Da-da. Don't be a dick, man.
I had
Fine,
it.
Don't be a dick.
No, I had it.
It's been a long week. Don't be a dick.
It's you all your fault, man.
You made, it's all your fault. It's all your fault.
You're running your mouth.
You made it. It's Friday. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 18 degrees right now, but it don't feel like 18 degrees.
It feels like 5.
It is 5. That's what it feels like, babe.
I was just telling Kimmy, I was looking at my phone, I go, it's 5. It feels like 5 degrees.
It feels like 5 degrees, guys. 5, guys.
And it's a sloppy 5.
Mm-hmm. We'll get up to 30 today. The good news.
What's the good news?
It looks like
June.
Bro, we're not even out of December yet. Don't be
This is super cold for December.
Oh, it's super cold. It's not super cold for December. This is December.
This is way colder than normal.
Oh, my God. Every year you do
this. Below normal.
Snow is back tomorrow.
Oh, good.
But it looks like we're going to avoid any precipitation for the rest of the day, ideally, in the greater Rochester area. Although east of us, if you can hear us, like closer to Syracuse, looks like things might get nasty. Miss Jackson, I've had nasty. Speaking of the cold, interesting development has happened here in the break room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you listen to the show the last 2 weeks, you have heard us complaining that the heat doesn't work.
Right.
So again, just to give you the backstory, like 8 months ago, our thermostat broke, the heat broke, whatever.
We had no AC.
No AC all summer long, to the point where, I don't know about, I can't speak for you guys, I was sweating through my shirt during the show. I had to like adjust my wardrobe so you guys couldn't see me soaking wet. Looked like Patrick Ewing in a sauna at the end of the break room. So finally, somebody came in and they took a look at the thermostat and they fixed it. And it was great for about 2 months and then it broke again.
Right.
So they call someone else up and this was in like early September.
Yeah.
And the guy comes in twice and he goes, yeah, I can fix this. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yep.
And that was in September. We have not seen it since.
No.
So as the weather gets colder, so does the studio. Mm. And if you watch the live stream, you see Tommy slowly adding warm clothes throughout
layer
the show.
Layer by layer.
Exactly. So we had a meeting with our boss, Big Bob, out in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had explained to him, like, hey, man, you know, this is happening.
I don't think we had to explain to him. He simply asked why we were wearing coats.
Yep, that's and, yeah.
And
yeah.
Gloves and hats.
Yep. And my answer was, because you guys are a couple of bitches.
Mm. Yeah.
Yesterday, we get an email around 10 o'clock. From our boss in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And he goes, I sent you guys a package. It's there. You gotta find it. So I'm thinking, Kimmy, he got us like kick-ass Christmas gifts.
Yeah, we were thinking like, oh, this is like our... We haven't had a boss that gave anything for Christmas in a long time.
Since Crowley.
Yeah,
so we didn't know what to expect. Did. We had no... The bar was not set very high.
And to shoot off the story real quick, Crowley understood us because he got us the dumbest, least functional gifts possible for Christmas.
But they made sense.
They did. Like, you got a bar that was actually a globe.
Because I talked about it one time.
Yep. I got my own personal crane game machine, which is awesome. And what did he get you, Kimmy?
I think I just got a gift card.
Kimmy got a gift card.
I'll take it.
This was not, well, I guess it is a Christmas present in some way, but it wasn't a stupid Christmas present.
No, no, it was functional.
Our boss has sent us a space heater.
Yeah.
Yep.
An oscillating space heater.
Yes, oscillating. And for those of you who don't speak Latin, it moves from side to side.
Yeah. Goes this way, then it goes that way, then it goes this way, then it goes that way.
So Kimmy's never been more excited for anything in her life.
I am thrilled. It was the best gift I'm not going to get a better Christmas gift this year.
It's a great gift. It's a great idea from him. It's going to backfire on.
Why?
Oh, are we talking literally?
Because
or
the heat's never going to get fixed.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go, well,
oh,
you know.
Oh, that's solved.
We can push this on the back burner now. She's got heat. That's well, what's going to happen.
But, yeah. Bro, they weren't doing anything for the last 2 months
true.
Anyway.
Okay, but now
I'll
they got an excuse.
It.
So okay. Even it's not going to happen. This is all the heat we're going to get till May.
We are a radio station.
We were.
And we have an
We're below the crappiest podcast. And by the way, they all suck.
Our only source of heat is an oscillating
tiny little thing.
Toaster oven.
And we are
and
in
it's
the
a
biggest
personal
studio.
One. It's just for like a person.
I think it's making a little difference.
For you, yeah.
It goes your way.
Kind of goes your way over there.
So I knew this was going to happen. I said this as soon as we opened
it
up. No, I knew. I don't need the space heater. I'm not a bitch. I knew that Tommy was going to complain that he was not getting the space
heater. I'm fine.
Are you mad?
I'm the oldest person in the room by 30.
We're playing that game.
I got 30 years on both of you.
You know, it's so weird. Whenever we call you old, you get pissed off. Now that you want heat, oh, I need heat. I'm
going to call the Great Panthers, man.
Oh, man. What did I say when we opened the space heater? First, it was like, oh, this is so nice. Second,
where are we going to put it?
Tommy's going to freak out because he's not going to get the space heater. Are you upset that he sent us this gift?
No, it's nice. I just think it's going to – I just don't think – I think when the guys walk in and see this, they'll go, all right, just
– Or they'll be like, yeah, you can't have that in here.
Oh, yeah, that might be another thing.
Yeah, that's a hazard. Got to go.
Okay, I'm going to be straight up with you. I'm going to be straight up.
Yeah. I'm going to hide it in the weekends.
Okay, that's a good plan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going back to Tommy and opening this thing.
Yeah.
You are, hands down, without question, the worst gift receiver – in the history of the world.
Wow.
I have never
That's pretty impressive.
I have never seen you receive a gift ever, that I've, as long as I've known you, where you've been like, oh my God, this is great. All you do, the first thing you do, is complain when somebody gives you something. Like, this is what you've been asking for. Something to heat you up.
No, we wanted the heat to
I understand,
work.
But that's not happening right now. Like, that is not an option.
This is a Band-Aid.
For whatever.
And I appreciate the guy did
no,
that.
No, you don't appreciate it, because the first thing you did was make two separate complaints. One, this is going to keep us going to heat longer. Two, I'm not even getting the heat that is necessary. That being said.
I got the pneumococcal pneumonia.
Yeah. You said it all the time. You're the only one that doesn't get sick, so you don't need the heat.
It's true.
Oh, I never get sick. Check me out. You guys are a bunch of busted ass bitches. Also, it does feel like a fourth member of the show because it moves more than you do. Like, I don't hear it when it's moving going. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, our boss in Kansas City, because we have not had heat in the studio all winter, surprise, sent us a space heater. Very sweet of him. Tommy immediately freaks out. All right, I would like to now register my potential issues with the space heater.
Okay, go ahead.
Since we've turned down the space heater, it smells like an airport food court.
It does smell strange.
It smells like
smell.
Burning plastic.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing maybe we should. Did you take everything out?
Yeah.
Is there like something inside that needs to be removed before you turn it on?
I'm not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. This is making me a little bit nervous, the fact, the smell of the room right
now. I was saying it smells like the hair straighteners I used to have in high school.
Oh.
Like it's got that same like weird heat smell.
Yeah.
But maybe which probably wasn't good for us. I don't know.
That's going to burn off.
You're going to burn off. Okay.
Yeah. And then once it's all been in our lungs, it'll be fine.
But what's funny, counterpoint to that, this building is over like 200 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as they kick the heat back on, we're just going to get, you know, like
200 years of dust.
Exactly. Right into our lungs.
Yeah.
Kimmy,
I don't know what's worse.
Post-Civil War dust.
We did. Yeah, Pat and I did notice one benefit to the heat not kicking on in here. Yeah. We've been healthy to this point.
Oh yeah, because you know how that
no
death rattle,
yeah,
up in the roof.
Oh, I thought you were talking about in the chair across from me, the death rattle.
Normally, I sneeze like minimum ten times a show. That's been down; those numbers are down.
So, do we have a brand name on the space heater? Can we see what it is?
As soon as it comes back around,
ceramic element,
Lasco.
Is that a Lasco?
Did you say ceramic element? That's what's
on the top.
No, that's what it is using the heat. A ceramic element.
No, I mean it's. It looks like a label.
Hey, what brand soda is this? Diet!
aluminum can.
Lasco.
Oh, Lasco's like one of your top heaters.
I looked at the thing on the top.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I have no idea.
Well, no, I know. Like,
sounded good, though, didn't it?
How would I know that?
It was probably the cheapest thing he could find on Amazon.
No, he sent it to us from like an industrial, like janitorial supply company.
Oh, that's what we're smelling then.
All the chemicals.
Well, at first, yes. When Pat and I were opening the package, we're like, I don't think this is ours.
No, you
we figured it was something for the engineers because they always get packages here.
Kimmy freaked out.
I did. I was like, oh my God, this isn't our mail.
So
we're
going
to get in trouble.
He says the
we're
box.
Going to jail.
Yeah.
He tells us the box is here. And I go down and get it, and it says, attention, the break room. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, this is ours. So we start mm-hmm. opening the box, and we talked about, I think it was yesterday, 2 days ago, how much trouble you can get in for opening mail
yes,
that
you're
is
right.
not yours. And Kimmy must have like immediately yeah. remembered that break. She was, bro, she, I started
opening
it. Are
you not going to get in trouble?
She saw like this brochure for like janitorial
Put it back.
Supplies. She flipped out on me. What are you doing? No, close. I go, no, it says break. No, it doesn't show me. Right here. Okay.
We're going to jail.
Okay. Is that going to be able to heat the whole room?
No.
I think it's better than nothing. It's one of those things that could help a little bit.
It's all for the princess.
It's literally pointing at you while you say that.
What? You sound like such a bitch.
She's got her Starbucks. She's got her space heater.
Are you talking about her
Starbucks? All set.
Bro.
I'm going to put that right next to you and hope your chair catches on fire.
Me too.
No, that's just dead man.
It's all for you, says man in electric reclining chair that also heats and massages your back.
No, she's right. You could have turned down the heating element in the chair this whole time.
I don't know how it works.
In your chair.
Yeah, there's a button.
This whole time you have had that.
I don't want to hit it because then it does all this crazy stuff.
Bro, no, just look at the one that says heat or the one that looks like heat.
All right.
And then press that and you will have a heated chair.
I ain't doing nothing.
Okay, God, how are you so
bad? Oh, my
God,
I forgot this whole time. He could have been warm the entire time.
Yeah. Like, that's how stupid you
are. No, because you know what's going to happen to my ass is going to be on fire.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
You are such everyone's wife. Do you know that right now? I'm cold. Oh, my God, it's too hot. Turn down the heat. I'm going to turn on all the heating things in the house. Oh, my God, I'm sweating.
Or now they do it crap.
Okay,
man.
Now I'm going to go off on a tangent because mm-hmm. you guys just reminded me of something that's driving me nuts this week. Look, it's cold everywhere, right? So,
yeah.
like, even homes with heat, it's getting a little bit drafty.
Sure.
My house can get a little bit drafty.
Mm.
We have one of those, like, fake fireplace space
yeah.
heaters in our room. You know me. I run hot like an old block Chevy.
Mm.
So I want to be cold all the time. My wife is the opposite. She's got island blood. Which is one of my favorite Elton John songs.
Island blood.
So she thinks that I'm not noticing that she is getting into our room earlier than me every day this week.
What is she doing?
And she is turning on the space heater.
Oh, I thought locking the door.
She's turning on the space heater.
Oh, nice.
And then she gets in the shower so she can warm herself
oh,
up.
Oh, so steam it up.
Steam it up. Turn on the heater. And like,
it's like a sauna in there.
Yeah, no kidding. It is. So the first night, I don't say anything. Mm. Fine. I'll give you one night, right? Second night, I'm like, look, this is hell for me. Like, I'm not kidding. It's torture. I can't sleep.
Is that hot?
I got my new Aura ring, which I forgot to take off this morning. It's telling me you're not sleeping.
Oh, because you're so hot?
Because it's got to be the heat. It's got
to
be the heat.
They say that makes a huge difference on your sleep.
So I'm like, look, you wanted me to get this ring to see how my sleep was doing. This is, and she's like, just dismissing it, right? So three nights in a row, I have been burned in my room. Just like no sheet, no nothing.
Yeah.
Every night, I wake up and go to work at 2:30 in the morning. She has kicked off all the blankets.
Yeah.
And it drives me in a matter of 10. Like, she will be the coldest person in the world.
Yeah.
And then in 10 minutes, she will kick off all the blankets. But she leaves on the heater.
I think that's all women.
Why?
They're never comfortable.
Why?
No, I hate sleeping in the heat. I don't get people that like to. I used to have a roommate where everybody, the three or four of us would like to sleep with the heat a little lower. And she would get up, like, after everybody went to bed and go crank up the thermostat. So when you woke up, it was like sleeping in a sauna.
Oh, that's the other thing. I'm glad you brought that up. Because my wife is under the impression that if you turn it, like, if we go to a hotel room, she will get in before me. Again, like, she thinks I don't know she's doing this.
Yeah.
And she will turn the heat up to 86, thinking that
86?
Like, she doesn't want an 86. She goes, if I turn it up to 86, it'll get hot faster. Right. Which does not happen. But it is impossible to make it colder when you have made the room 86. So now the rest of the time we're in this hotel, like, I'm going to a hockey tournament this weekend. My wife has to stay behind with my other kid. Thank God she's not going to be there.
She would have loved my parents, man. Because in Florida,
86.
My parents set their AC at 85 degrees.
That is insane.
Year round. And I mean, Florida in the summertime, it was stifling. and he wouldn't turn on the ceiling fans because he said it cost 25 cents an hour to run each ceiling fan.
Which he just made up.
Yeah, all of it was made up in his life.
I don't know. I know. Like father, like son. Apple tree, etc. All right, so the one thing we do have to remember is to turn off the space heater before
That's her responsibility.
Yeah. I got you.
Oh, you're going to be that
I am not taking any responsibility for this fire hazard.
Oh, really? But what if it's pointed towards you?
Doesn't matter. I don't want it.
You don't want the space heater?
No.
So you're going
to... That's for Kimmy. She's very cold over there. It's drafty over there. I understand that.
You sound like such
But now she has her little heater.
I don't get it.
You have your heated seats.
Like, I'm the only one without a heating element here.
Your mouth.
It's
hot day of the night.
Did you say hot day of the night?
Day and night.
Hot day of the night.
Day of the night.
I do have a fear. I think we should enjoy this while we can.
Why is that?
Because it's very likely this goes missing over the weekend.
We got to find a place to hide it, seriously.
I'll try.
We got some cabinets over there.
Yeah.
Will it fit?
Yeah. No, because it's got shelves. It's not going to work.
We should have kept the box and then like put it, because nobody cares what's in a box.
True.
Yeah, true.
I'll find a spot.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
If there's one thing we do in upstate central New York,
what's that?
It is quaint.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of quaint.
Mm-hmm. And it's not shocking to see a whole bunch of towns from our area land on this list.
Getting their quaint on.
But there is one town specifically that I get from the outside would look peaceful and quiet.
Yeah.
But when you live there, it does seem it is anything but.
Well, it depends what time of the year, I'm guessing.
You're hanging out at the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. By the way, today is the kickoff to one of the most important campaigns in Rochester every year.
What, politics?
No, you idiot. Campaign is in, like, we need what? What?
You said campaign. People campaign on the politics.
It's the Food Link, Tops, WROC, News 8, and WCMF, Little Brown Bag of Hope.
Okay.
So here's how this works. They are looking to raise over 2 million meals for neighbors in need. So when you go to any top location in the greater Rochester area, you can grab a little brown bag of hope in store. Let your cashier know you would like to add an extra $5, $10, or $20. And this isn't like to your bill. And this isn't like something where they're just taking the money. Like, it's actual food in bags that will be going to families in need across the greater Rochester area.
Fantastic.
Every bag donated is a meal that a family in your community won't have to worry about. And it helps support the local food bank. And right now, look, we know what's going on.
Times is tough, buddy.
If it has ever been important, it is important this year. Also, there'll be events going on at the Mount Reed Tops today. News 8 will be out there. They're out there broadcasting live now. I heard a pretty big bearded celebrity will be out there around noon.
Ryan Duffy.
No, he doesn't have a beard.
Sometimes he does.
No, he can't.
Depends on the week.
No, he can't grow a beard. I'll be out there around lunchtime at the...
Kind of bringing the energy down for a little bit. Slowing it down a little bit.
Can I just...
Oh, we had some fun here posting. How about some comedy?
I'm going to end up on the news again.
Oh, wow.
But no, it's just, always...
How many tragedies can this town take?
Well, by the time you get there, they've run out of people to interview.
That's exactly what happens. That's exactly what happens. No, hey, you, come here. And they'll just point the camera and be like, go. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. So forget the news thing. Go to Tops.
Yeah.
$5, $10, $20. I mean, if you have a despair, it means a whole heck of a lot to a whole bunch of people. So thank you to our friends at Foodlink, News 8, Tops, and, of course, us. Thank you to us here at 96.5 WCMF. I have a list in front of me. The lake towns that have the most peace, charm, and quality of life. Long story short, the most peaceful places to live in upstate and the Finger Lakes area of New York. Bless you, Kimmy. And the list showcases the names you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny Atlas.
Oh, sure.
Penn Yan, Geneva, Watkins Glen, Corning. But there is one town on this list that when it comes to peaceful, if you live there, it feels like it's anything but.
Yeah.
Canandaigua
yeah.
was named as one of the most peaceful places to live in our area. And from the outside, I get why you'd
think. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to read you the description of Canandaigua in this article to spell out why they chose it. Are you ready? Canandaigua earned praise for its 19th century Main Street, tree-lined streets, access to Canandaigua Lake, and year-round recreation. At Kershaw Park.
Oh, yeah.
On a postcard, it's beautiful and quaint as hell.
Oh, absolutely.
When you're there in the summertime on the other.
Summertime, it heats up, baby.
Bro, like how many crimes?
It's the Vegas of the Finger Lakes.
And plus, like, the, I mean.
It's got a casino.
Well, Farmington has a casino.
Well, it's right there.
Can I wouldn't, because of like the concert venue, like C-Mac being right there and everything, I don't know if I would qualify that as peaceful. It's awesome because you have a lot to do during the summer, but I would think that that kind of goes against the whole peaceful,
the
quiet,
yes.
quaint thing.
With Quiet Riot's rocking out till 9 o'clock.
Yeah, give me Quiet Riot.
Well, you're
rocking
getting
out.
Such an influx of
Jackal
people
with
in
a Y.
No, look, I mean, CMAC on itself.
Yeah.
If you have a concert venue, I would argue you're no longer
the
a
traffic,
peaceful.
Right. Yeah.
But even after CMAC, I mean, Kershaw Park is always packed, which it should be. It's a park on the water. There was a ridiculous amount of traffic, not even counting the concerts at CMAC, people trying to get down to the lake every weekend during the summertime. Folks on the lake are always making noise. Bars and restaurants are always making noise. Mm-hmm. Resorts on the lake are always making noise. It is a nonstop parade of people putting their boats in and out of the water from the moment that launch opens every day until the moment it closes. I would argue, of all of the places that can hear us right now, hear us, period, Canandaigua would be the most chaotic place to live.
And it's also got all the crazy summer crime.
Yeah.
And it always heats up around summertime.
Well, that's just it. The amount of crime stories that we pull from Canandaigua, that alone, I think, disqualifies the peacefulness. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. We don't live there.
No, we don't.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is Canandaigua a peaceful place to live?
Because
even 30 years ago, I would understand putting... It was just... It was 5 and 20. It was a body of water.
There wasn't a lot of money down there yet. Now all the money went down.
Oh, the money. Well, no. The money doesn't make it loud. It's the people wanting to look like they have money that makes it loud.
Yeah, but that's all kind of feeds into it, don't you agree?
No, I agree with you. But, like, you know, Danny Wegman or Tom Golisano buying a house on Canandaigua Lake, it still stays quiet. It's like the jackholes we know that they want people to think they're on that level.
The rent-a-boats? How about the people we know that rent a boat for the summer?
Oh, you talking about the breezies of the world?
And then get their gal pals
taking
out
shots.
There for a booze fest.
I think it's got such a clash of haves and have-nots that I think that also kind of plays into why it wouldn't be considered a quaint, quiet town.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about that, the haves and have-nots, that is most of these small towns on this list. I mean, Skaney Allis is not that. But no. Geneva yeah. has that. Penn Yan has that.
Penn Yan's starting to come up, though, money-wise. Yeah. There's a lot of money's going out to that lake.
And it's still on a smaller scale, maybe, you know?
Understood. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about the list of the most peaceful places to live in the state of New York, and Canandaigua made that list, which is insane because I would argue of all of the towns in the greater Rochester area and surrounding areas, Canandaigua would be the most chaotic place to live. And what the cruelty of Canandaigua itself, what makes it so attractive may also be what makes it miserable sometimes. And Pittsford is the same with the folks that hang out in the canal.
Yeah.
Like, right in the summertime, you love walking the canal. Mm-hmm. But you'll also bitch and moan when you come in here about how many people are on the canal.
Can't move.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's the reason a lot of people move to Pittsburgh.
It's like I'm in Manhattan.
Fairport is on its way to this situation.
They're on their way down.
Because, like, that Main Street area there, it's getting busier.
And you're getting an influx of people not from Fairport going there.
Or Pairfort.
Pairfort.
And you're getting a rough set.
What's the rough set?
The rough set is going to show up.
In
you mean the people that come and spend money in the town?
Yeah, but, you know, you start getting, when like, it gets popular, you get everybody. Under, so you get the good, you get the bad.
The under 30 crowd.
Oh, yeah. Here they come.
They're
that's
coming.
Who you want, crew. Right? Like, that's who you want to, like, you know, feed the businesses.
But that also raises a lot of tension.
What an old man.
A lot of tension out there.
The tension is being raised, guys.
Look at how 10 years ago, Penn Yan, we never talked about Penn Yan. Then about 5 years ago, it became P-Town USA.
P-Town USA.
We had multiple guys urinating in public in that town in one summer.
All right, fair enough. You're right. There was a lot of pee out there.
All of a sudden, man, it goes on the radar. More people move down there. You got more, you know, you got good and bad.
And you just got influx of urine all over the place.
And
it's out of town urine. It's strange urine. It's not even urine from your friends
and neighbors. It's tri-state pee.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Tina. Hey, Tina, how are you?
I'm great. I'm driving to work. I happen to live out there. I don't want to say they probably recognize my voice, but didn't somebody just get axed out there?
Yeah, thanks for bringing the conversation down. I mean, look, that can happen in any town. We've seen that happen
in any
town.
We've been on the news a couple times.
Every time. Okay. Tina, great call. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day. Dear God.
This is why I don't like talking to Tina's. I told you that from the beginning. Tina's and Andrea's are just—they're just disasters.
Can I go off on a tangent real quick? Side tangent. That story that she referenced is a horrific. It's a horrific story.
Yeah,
but these stories happen in every town.
They do,
and it
they
really do. Bothers me when it happens in the town that it happens in every time. Where they're like, "See, this is how you know it's getting bad." No, this is just a horrific thing just happens sometimes, and it's a terrible part of life.
Sure,
yeah, nobody's immune.
Exactly, it's not like
to the crazy story.
It's not like you now have to wear a motorcycle helmet to prevent that from happening to you in Canandaigua. You know, when it comes to Canandaigua, we hear rumors all the time of new celebrities that are coming out there.
Oh, yeah.
For example, we know Danny Wegman owns a house. We know that Tom Golisano owns a house. We know that Jennifer Garner spends time out there, the actress. We heard rumors that LeBron James and his family rented for multiple weeks a home on Canandaigua Lake. No confirmation on that.
Yeah.
Adam writes us, Duffy and WCMF on Instagram. I'm pretty sure Joe Pesci had a lake house in Canandaigua, and in the summertime, you'd be lucky enough to catch him ripping around on the lake.
Was it just a guy that looks like Joe Pesci?
Which is like every Italian in this town looks like Joe Pesci. At some point in their life, they Pesci.
Is it? You Pesci?
So wait, they said he was ripping around in a speedboat?
That's what I heard. That's what I just heard
from Adam. From distance.
But let's break this down. He's from, he's a New Jersey guy, right?
I would assume so.
Can we wiki? New Jersey?
I would assume,
I mean, Canandaigua has become a spot for tri-state area to come and get away for a little while, like a quick jaunt. Is it out of the question?
Okay, it could be Joe Pesci.
There may be celebrities that have come here that we'll never know.
De Niro is probably water skiing behind him and stuff.
Again, that wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world.
To see De Niro water skiing would be pretty crazy.
Are you going to try and do your stupid De Niro impression?
No, I'm not going to do any impression.
You're going to do any impression? No, you've never done an impression ever on this show. You just make voices.
Joe Pesci from Newark, New Jersey.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, so that's not out of the
question. Yeah. I think if you grew up in Newark, you're dying for the finger lick.
Again,
I think it's a place where a lot of celebrities could find some privacy, which they seek.
Well, when they're zipping around. Because they want to have some privacy, so they get in a speedboat and haul ass around a lake.
Okay, no, but like you're not gonna like run down Joe Pesci for an autograph while he's on a jet ski. Yeah.
Of course, I'm trying to dock right now. Get the hell away from my goddamn boat.
What'd I tell you? There was no way
his voice.
There was no way we were getting out of this without an impression.
What makes you think I can dock a boat?
You want to try?
I got De Niro behind me. He's pissed off.
What's De Niro sound like all behind you?
I'll tell you right now.
This is the worst De Niro.
Is that Clint Eastwood?
I have ever heard of him. Keep going, please, 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 please keep going. No, it's what you got? Clint Eastwood doing Joe Pesci doing Robert De Niro.
Let me tell you something.
That is your.
He's doing the hands though.
How are you so bad at this? Here's the thing.
I insulted him a little bit.
I gave you an out.
He said he could park. He said he could knock. Kind of insult.
I gave you an out to not do the impression, and you insisted on looping back
well,
around.
Well, you kept pushing and pushing.
And puking it all over yourself.
And pushing
with
and
your
pushing.
Clint Eastwood doing Joe Pesci doing Robert De Niro impression. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bills Patriots Sunday, 1 o'clock live right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to watch the game.
You can do it with the hottest member of the break room.
Big entertainment.
Literally and figuratively.
Wow.
Ryan Duffy.
Big Top Ryan.
That's right. He'll be hanging. Big Top Ryan. That's how he has to shop for his shirts. He will be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Li. Fantastic drink, delicious food, also a Christmas sweater contest.
Well, that's a lot of fun.
That's right. On Sunday at 1 o'clock, go hang out with Ryan at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Li on WCMF. And look, we all know this is a massive game for Buffalo. This win goes a long way for a playoff berth, period.
Mm-hmm.
This win keeps your division title hopes alive. In fact, if you get this win, all of a sudden the AFC East crown is doable.
Okay.
It's a nice feeling to beat the Patriots every time you beat them, especially after what happened earlier in the season.
And you think the Patriots are kind of a fraud?
I do not think the Patriots are good.
Okay.
I don't. And look, I've been saying for the last couple of months that the Bills handed the Patriots that game, and people have been like, the Bills turned the ball over three times in that game.
Yeah.
Three times. And the Patriots still needed a field goal to walk that game off.
Mm. All right.
Can they do that again? As we speak right now, the NFL is chaos. And I am here to argue that this game means more than just playoffs and divisions for these two teams. The AFC especially is chaos. The Patriots have had three wins. They had three wins last year.
Mm-hmm.
They are the hottest team in football right now. Kansas City?
Yeah.
All but dead. Baltimore is clinging to life, needing to win their division to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Since he has a less than 5% chance of making the playoffs right now. The old guard is fading.
Yes. Switcheroo.
Meanwhile, the Broncos have the first round playoff bye right now.
Jacksonville
is the three seed. No one has any idea who is good, what is real, anything.
Okay.
And this game, Bills-Patriots, 1 o'clock on Sunday, changes all of it.
You think it's going to settle it?
The Bills and the Patriots, Tommy, are teams. These teams they have on Sunday, they will be going into the playoffs with these teams.
Okay.
There's no one new coming, right? The injuries.
Nobody's coming to help them.
Exactly. And there is a decent chance that no matter what happens, that these two teams, the Bills and the Patriots, will once again see each other in the postseason.
Yeah.
It is going to be the first real game where we see if a good team in the Buffalo Bills can beat a, quote, good team in the New England Patriots.
All right.
When this game is over on Sunday, we're going to know if the Patriots are actually for real. We're going to know if the Bills have the horses to go and make some noise in the playoffs on January. And here's the thing. From the outside, both of those things look feasible.
Yeah.
It's possible, if you don't watch the Patriots on a regular basis, that the Patriots are good.
Mm.
It's possible that the Bills are doing what they do every single year, and they are rounding into form to make that deep playoff run they do. Right?
Okay.
And here's the thing. The Patriots' record, it's impressive, Tommy. They've won 9 straight games.
Yeah.
They also haven't played anybody. The games they've won, they haven't really been tested. And that matters come this time of year.
So outside of the Bills, they really haven't played anybody good?
No. They beat a Burles Bengals team. They beat Tua Tagovailoa earlier in the year. You want to talk about quarterbacks that they've beaten outside of Josh Allen, and again, 3 turnovers in that game. There's nothing to write home about.
Right. They have been consistent, though. I mean, that's something the Bills can't say.
But they haven't. It's easy to be consistent against bad teams.
But the Bills haven't been consistent against bad teams.
Also, let's talk.
That's what makes me nervous is the Bills seem to like kind of play to their opponent's level, right?
You're doing it again. You are nothing but a Bills rain cloud. I don't care. Like, you're wearing Bills pajamas today, and it's all cute and adorable and everything. But like, you are nothing but a Bills.
Why am I not allowed to say something critical? I mean, I think it's fair.
You are more than allowed to say something.
No, I'm not. Apparently not.
Oh my God, I'm done with every woman in my life. I am done with every woman in my life. I mean,
But you can't like crap all over the Patriots when, yes, they have had an easy schedule, but the Bills have lost to teams that they should have beat, like the Patriots.
Okay.
If they are as bad as you say, why didn't the Bills beat them?
All right, so it's going to come down to who's got the better quarterback.
If it comes down to that, the Bills win this game.
Don't you think?
Oh, without question.
I mean, if it comes down to who's going to pull it out, it's going to be Josh Allen.
Yes. Yeah.
If it's available.
I said it earlier this week, and I'll say it again. I have never been more confident in a game in my life that the Bills will win this game on Sunday.
Okay.
Like, never in my life have I been more confident in a game. Because, like, that experience when it comes to the end of the season, like, yeah, the Patriots could rattle off 9 straight wins. That's impressive. Fine. Great. Good for you guys. The Broncos can have that first-round bye in the AFC. Congratulations, earned it. The Jaguars can have a home playoff game. But they don't have that fire-tested, now it matters, every mistake is exemplified by 1,000 times pressure cook playoff stuff that the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Bengals have had the last couple of years.
All right, so they're tested.
It changes the game, legitimately. That's why I don't think Baltimore is dead and gone yet. They can still win their division, and even them getting in the playoffs, I would not want to play a Baltimore Ravens team that wins their division and squeaks their way in because they've been there before.
Yeah.
They've made a couple AFC
championships.
And they
got a great quarterback.
Exactly. I mean, we're going to find out how good Drake May is. And here's the thing. We may not even find out how great Drake May is on Sunday based on some injury information we got yesterday.
Mm, what happened?
Not great.
Bills corner Christian Benford was spotted in a walking boot.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it might have been a fashion statement.
Yeah.
I know they're big this time of year, the walking boot.
We're gonna
after practicing the whole week up until that point.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's just sore.
I don't think you
sounds
put
like
people,
a practice injury.
You don't put people in a walking. Yeah.
Bro, they shoot you up a little bit. Fun juice, you're gonna be fine.
Fun juice.
Yeah.
Matthew makes a great point here.
What's that?
Duffy on WCMF. Easiest way to get us. He says it's a make or break game for the Drake May MVP conversation. Have you seen this?
Is he in the MVP conversation?
He is the odds on favorite.
Does he have the stats?
Well, again, against bad teams.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So Josh Allen has, I think he's plus 750. Drake May is like one. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whoever wins this game will either take a massive jump or take a massive hit in the MVP conversation.
Oh, all right. But who cares? That MVP stuff, such a wasted.
I argued that all last year, and you fought me on that. What did I say? I said I didn't want Josh to win the MVP.
No, but it doesn't matter.
If you want to say you're the real team,
big time, Pat. Big time.
MVP.
Superstar quarterback.
252 WCMF.
Mr. Hollywood.
He is Hollywood. He's tapping it.
252-9263. Again, we're talking about the Bills-Patriots game this weekend. I would argue not only is this game massive for the AFC East, for both of these teams' playoff seeding, but I think it puts the entire NFL that has been upside down all year long into focus depending on how this game goes. I would argue right now that all of the pressure in this game on Sunday is on the New England Patriots.
Oh.
They're getting all the attention. Like we just said, Drake May is the odds-on favorite for MVP. There is arguments in New England and across the nation that New England should get a first-round bye. And if the Patriots win this game on Sunday, they lock up the AFC East title.
Oh, so then mathematically...
Yep. It's a hat and t-shirt game for the Patriots. If they win this game, they win the AFC East. There is nothing else the Bills can do. And it gives the Patriots the ability to potentially rest their starters the last game of the season if they've locked up that first round bye.
Right.
Now the Bills are just jockeying for wild card seeding if they lose this game on
Sunday.
So
they got to win this game.
But yeah, and that's just
it. Got to do it.
Let's talk about the other side.
You can't hand them the crown.
If the Bills win this game on Sunday.
All right. Party time.
Well, okay. The Bills would have to win out.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that is something we've become accustomed to in Western New York every year at the end of the season. Let's focus on the Patriots side.
Okay.
If the Bills beat the Patriots on Sunday, the Patriots then have to go to Baltimore the next week.
Okay.
And that is a very losable game with a team that needs to win their division to make the playoffs. And again, a battle-tested December, January.
And they got Derrick Henry.
And Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews. There's a lot of talent on that team. Then the Patriots play the New York Jets.
Well, that's a push.
Maybe. You sure?
Are they in the bottom?
Yeah, they are. Okay, but then the last game of the year, the New England Patriots play the Miami Dolphins.
All right.
The Miami Dolphins have quietly been playing decent football the last couple of weeks. Now, granted, they're beating bad teams, but they're not as bad as they were earlier in the season. And even if they were bad, all of a sudden, Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins, is coaching for his job. It is no longer a certainty that he will be fired, which is great as a Bills fan.
Surprised.
And Miami is dream crusher.
They have done this to the Patriots in the past multiple times. Tommy, the Patriots lose this game. They are a young team.
Yeah.
That spiral could happen.
Okay.
And if they lose to Baltimore and Buffalo in back-to-back weeks, look, I'm telling you, if the Bills get this win and the Patriots lose to Baltimore, without question.
All right, a lot of pressure.
On New England. Because here's the thing. If Buffalo gets a wild card, I am not afraid of going to any stadium in the AFC right now to win playoff games. Mm. I do believe, despite the fact that Josh Allen is 0-4 on the road in the playoffs.
He is?
Yes.
Wait, he's never won a playoff game?
Road playoff game.
Wow.
Because three of them have been in Kansas City.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, the other one was the first playoff run he made against Houston and they lost in overtime. Who are you afraid to go see? Are you afraid to go play in Jacksonville? Are you afraid to go back to New England, games they win all the time?
Denver might be tough.
Why?
Just because of the altitude and everything.
I think that's overblown.
It is?
I really do.
When I was out there, I was out of breath.
Yeah, but it's because you wouldn't stop running your mouth.
Oh, true.
I mean, if Denver's home field advantage was legitimate, they would have a great team every single year.
Yeah.
Would they not?
I don't know.
Yeah. But I guess when it comes to the playoffs, you want every advantage available, right?
Sure. I mean, look, this weekend, forget the Bills-Patriots game. Like, putting that one aside.
Yeah.
We are going to solidify a lot of teams being good or bad. Like, we have the game we just discussed. Mm-hmm. The Broncos are welcoming the Packers to Denver. Both of those teams need that win for a potential playoff bye. The Chargers go to Kansas City.
Okay.
The Chargers need that game to keep their division and wild card seeding hopes alive. If Kansas City loses, they're essentially gone.
So, all right.
It's over. The Ravens have to go to Cincinnati. against a Bengals team that has looked pretty good the last 2 weeks and get a win to keep up the AFC North.
Mm.
Come Monday morning, we are going
come
to
Monday.
We are going to have a much clearer picture of who is good.
Very cool.
Right?
This is what you want. End of the season, right?
And here's
drama.
The thing. If you are someone that roots for chaos, there's a decent chance that all of the, quote, good teams fall on their face, and we know absolutely nothing, and it's even more chaos than we could have imagined.
Oh, this can go so many different ways in the next 3 weeks. It's crazy how big of a swing there could be.
So that being said, Tommy's got his picks to make.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy tells it like it is at 7:45. And again, I will warn you, I know that you think you know because you've seen these teams play already. Both of these teams are vastly different.
Very different.
They are. Just from a personnel standpoint.
Lately.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.